Item 10, from the Director of County Economic Development, Department of Administrative Services, submitting an informational monthly report on the status of excess property sales. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Tigwelly Smith.
I'll hand this over to our real estate agent, David Cialdini.
Madam Chairwoman, members of the committee, the report provided to you, there's only one substantial change in that, and if you look under the pending property closing section, a single-family residence on North Willow Glen Lane in Glendale, that did successfully close last month, and we will that deal is now considered closed. The only other information I could add would be under the available property status. We have received a significant increase in interest in a number of our vacant lots, residential lots, particularly in Cudahy and Oak Creek. So we are encouraged that the improving real estate market could possibly reach the county's excess property inventory.
And I want to thank you. I know you've given extra attention to that list, a number of them being in my district, so thank you for that work. Any other comments from the committee? Otherwise, Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you. I just will make a shot to look into the future when you talk about the property. A lot of these properties have been there for quite a while. I maybe just give a quick snapshot of what we can look forward to as far as budgeting and what you think sales will be coming up. I mean, you've worked on that for the budget this year, too, and you, where are we on that? Kind of a little snapshot for us.
Yes, so the our largest portion of land sales come from our very high-profile sales, selling things regarding to Innovation Campus, the lakefront deal that we just talked about, the Park East land transactions. That makes up the lion's share of the land sales funds. There's been a historical practice that our department limits that projection for our department proceeds of about $400,000 per year, and the rest is part of the larger budgeting process. So we are looking at miscellaneous property sales and how do we do that process more efficiently. We are working with the Treasurer's Office about the pending tax foreclosures and putting planning to try to get that property into the market as quickly as possible. We are also looking through the various land sales lists to make sure that we have a comprehensive list of all the properties that are available so that we can reconsider some sales that may have just lapsed in attention because of the real estate market where it was. And then also, I think our connection with this committee and supervisors. I mean, we rely heavily on supervisors for helping us better understand the market in their area. And as we, if you have one of these properties in your district or there are other properties that we become available, we would like to work with you to come up with a disposition plan. A great example is with Supervisor Jurcik and the residential lots and her encouragement to contact some very specific people within Cudahy or people that otherwise may have interest so that we can start to generate interest for this. It's going to be a real team effort, and we've got a better chance at doing that now that the economy is picking up.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair, too. But I guess it just, when we talk about cooperation, and it wasn't too long ago that from a previous administration we would get pretty inflated figures as far as how much we could, get into the economic development and put those in the budget, and that we didn't reach them, and then we have to get hold of the bag. So I like the realistic analysis here and working together on these things, and not, I guess, not to jump just to make it look good to, put it in and say, well, we're going to certainly get some on the county grounds. We're certainly going to get something when we don't know it. Because you know how long these deals take, the obstacles that can't be there, although we're overcoming those. So I guess I would say, from this committee's perspective, from mine being on it for a while too, that I think it's a more realistic look, and I mean, I think that's much appreciated by the great majority of us. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you, Madam Chair.
I think if you recall, by adding those dates on this if we see that properties are languishing a long time, then exactly the comments you make, I think we have to question. So I think that was a real improvement in looking at those lists.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Item number 11 is going to be adjourned until 1:30. I am going to ask the committee. I already have two committee members who have asked to be excused. Hopefully everyone else will be available, so we do have a full... I'm concerned about a quorum. Supervisor Taylor?
We had this issue last year where we put in the beginning of the calendar and we had issues of people maybe not being here and that. But when you schedule a 1:30, you know, and you put in here a recess, now for 2.5 hours, just like last year, we're done. And we have to sit and wait. I argued this last year. This year you still did that, and now we're having this. I mean, I'm just saying we're having this problem, and I'm not going to be able to make it. I mean, I don't know why we've done this. I don't know why we just have a rolling calendar, because even when you look at, like, so I won't be here, but if I'm a person on a committee, you know, or from one of these communities or organizations, and it starts at 1:30, and I'm scheduled at 3:15, I may not show up at 3, and if other people aren't showing up, because last year that was the case, are we going to sit with the committee, sit and wait till 3:15 or 3 o'clock? I mean, this is a problem.
Well, for your information, we did not... last year we started the block grants first,
mm-hmm.
and we ended up with a lot of downtime.
Mm-hmm.
This year, the committee members were fully informed that we were going to do the applications at 1:30, and you were asked to try to make yourself available for that. The other problem we have is we don't know how long the morning session is going to last. So we made the decision to do the morning session with a break and then requesting anyone who wants to appear and talk to the applications to come at 1:30. From the public's perspective, not having to compete with coming in with jurors in the morning and going through security, I think is a much more feasible schedule for them. You know, as chair, I can tell you, committee members have known about this for at least 3 weeks. I did send out a communication. I do wish that if you weren't going to be available, you would have notified the chair much earlier. I believe we have 4 committee members that will be available at 1:30. That's my understanding. So if I lose 3, we still have a quorum, but I am going to ask everyone else, please, to be here promptly at 1:30. If someone has a recommendation to me on how we can do this more efficiently, I'm always open to listen to it. Having the scheduled time periods is also new. That had not been done before. Before last year, previously people were just told to come, and if they had to sit through a committee meeting and then all the grants, they could have been sitting here for 5 hours. So, you know, we can't both accommodate the public and the committee. We do have the sessions being offered by Jamie Kuhn. The committee members have been asked to attend that, so it's not that the time is going to be wasted, if you permit me to use that word. I think the committee schedule was the best I could do under the circumstances, and I just would ask the rest of the committee, please be here at 1:30. And Supervisor Taylor, if you have some better options for me next year, I'm more than willing to listen to it. So unless there's something else, we're going to stand adjourned.